congrats on the new contract, first of all. Was it an easy signature to make for you?
Yeah, for sure. It was an easy signature. I'm really happy here at the moment, getting plenty of football. So, yeah, easy signature for sure.
I think, and I know you're a modest guy, but I think if most Sligo Rovers fans were naming their starting 11 for a league match right now, your name would be close, if not at the top of the list, the way you've played this season.
I don't know about that, to be honest. I think, yeah, I've got a few good performances under my belt, but at the end of the day, I'm only a small cog in the Sligo Rovers machine. So I think, yeah, just kind of happy to be playing week in, week out, I suppose, yeah.
Well, let me put it another way. The way you've been playing in midfield would suggest you are becoming an automatic pick?
Well, I wouldn't complain if that was the case, yeah. But, yeah, I suppose I've gotten a lot more game time this year than I have in the previous year and a half, I suppose. So, yeah, I can't complain, really.
What's the biggest improvement in your own game, would you say, this season?
I think confidence, maybe. That'll be a big one for me. Just, I suppose, having to go out and kind of impose myself on games. Yeah, I think that'll be really it for me. I feel the more and more games I get under my belt, kind of my confidence is boosted. So I think that'll be one for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I actually saw a few backhanded compliments to you during the course of the season from Rovers fans, Niall, where they kind of were encouraged to see, they knew your football ability, your technical ability was always good, but they're seeing a bit more meat on the bone from you this season. You got an occasional yellow card, but people saw that that was kind of your game maturing, that you're able to mix it in the midfield area when you need to.
I think so, yeah. Maybe that's just kind of coming up to speed with the game, getting a little bit more experience. Sometimes you do pick up a few yellows on the way. But yeah, I think that was something I had to add to my game, a bit of physicality. And hopefully I'm by no means done with that. So I can still progress a lot more in that regard, I think. So yeah, definitely that's another one for sure.
What was morale like after the Shelburne result last Sunday?
It was low enough, to be honest with you. We all knew what was on the line. It was a really big game for the whole club. And so unfortunately, it didn't happen on us for the night. So, yeah, I think we were fairly down in the dumps, but there's not too much time to dwell on that. I suppose we still have a big run in till the end of the season. So we'll obviously learn our lessons from that game and take it into the next few weeks.
Yeah, and if a European finish in terms of the league looks a big ask at this stage, you still have that FAI Cup quarterfinal coming over the horizon.
Yeah, I suppose a European finish, it's not impossible, but I suppose the odds are against our favour at the moment. We'd be hoping for a few other teams to slip up. But yeah, still two important league games left. And like you said, the Cup, it's always massive for Sligo Rovers. So we'd be looking to go out and get a good Cup run as well.
And lastly, Niall, when you wake up in the morning, the country will be in a level 5 COVID restriction for the next 6 weeks at a time when a sport is falling by the wayside. All golf clubs this evening been told they'll have to close for the next 6 weeks. It's just the elite sport like the League of Ireland that's still standing. How conscious are you of the importance of that for the public, that they can still either see or listen to or keep track of their local soccer team?
Yeah, I think anyone involved in elite sports is very grateful that we can still continue our season and train in a way. But yeah, I think it is. It's a big morale boost for, I suppose, people that aren't able to get out to the games, obviously, during these times. But even if they're stuck at home and can just switch on a game or something, you know. So I think it is. It's important for people to have something to be able to watch and follow and I suppose have an interest in, you know.